Nope, can't hear nothing. I'm not going on Facebook Live if it's
everything normal as it would be normal, and it should be playing right now. I'm letting the commercials are playing until we can get this going. I've got, like I said, I got everything on. I don't understand why we can't hear anything.
Sabina doesn't know. Yeah, okay, yeah. Sabina might just be sorry. It's kind of blurry on my
I'm end. Sorry. I'm trying to hold it up so you can see everything. The monitor up here?
It's yes, it's just you're in the right spot here. With so yes, down below the actual like headphone input like dial on the actual board itself, there should be one all the way over to the right. It should be like the last of the dials on the board. Yes,
right there.
That yellow knob. What's it turned up to?
It's up to 5.
We don't hear anything.
Now I do.
Now we do.
Okay. Now they do. Okay. All right. Yeah, they said they do. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we're having just a little bit of technical difficulty today. Now I heard myself. So if we happen to buzz out, please. Okay, there's some kind of commercial playing in the background.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, I think maybe we got it. I don't know. But Facebook Live, if you don't hear the commercials or you can't hear us, please just let us know and text us. Mary Greer, thank you for joining us tonight. Jim, this rainy, cold weather, and I understand it's going to be colder tomorrow, so it's not making us feel kind of blah.
Right, and you're going to have to be pretty dedicated if you're going to get outside and do anything and get any kind of outside activity.
Right, so... Of course, I've kind of been a little bit under the weather. You've been, you know, not as good as you normally are because not working out. But you know, we've got a great show tonight. So many things going on. I mean, okay, it's playing another commercial in the background. I'm probably, I don't know. I don't know about this Facebook Live today. We might have to go away, but if we do, we'll be back. But we have Melissa Eikenberry in the house with us, Jim. She's going to check in with us on the show. Last week we had a lot of great things going on. Tonight it's going to be workouts for moms, workouts, you know, for stay-at-home moms, workouts for what can they do while the kids take a nap, lunch break workouts, the best workouts while traveling and the best workouts that you can do in the least amount of time. And so, you know, the expert on all that is Melissa Eikenberry.
From Wintersville Fitness and FitMix.
That's right. Melissa, say hello to everybody.
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing? this is my favorite. That's why when you asked me to do it, I was like, oh, that's all my favorite thing.
Yes. yeah, it really right, is. Right. I reached out to Maggie Batten because, you know, she's a stay-at-home mom with four kids and one that has a special needs. And, you know, but she finds that time to work
out.
Still
finds time to get it done.
I mean, from Nashville,
right,
Georgia.
Right.
I mean, she looks awesome. And so, but they've had a death in the family, and so we extend our condolences to them. Melissa, of course, we'll bring you over here with me in a minute so everybody can see you, but you have an update on Chuck Jones.
Yes, they are doing, I can read it out to you actually, but he has had a surgery on his shoulder, and they were looking and needing a rehab facility. He has to do inpatient rehab for about 2 to 3 months, they're guessing. Knowing Chuck, he'll get done quicker.
Absolutely, because he's very determined.
I was like, Chuck Jones is a whole other kind of level of strong. But anyway, so we're definitely still praying for him and keeping in our hearts and on our minds. And we've got a memorial, like a little book for people to write memories that they've had with him, encouraging words, prayers, anything they want to share with Chuck. If they want to bring pictures that they may have with Chuck, we're going to get him all to the hospital as soon as he's in a regular room where I can go visit him. Right now, it's just strictly family, of course. And but his daughters have been in touch with me and everybody else. So I was trying to find the actual post so I can read it for you.
While she's looking for that, for those who were not with us last week, Chuck is a bodybuilder and just a real good guy, friend of ours here from the Valdosta area. And he was on a ladder doing some painting and fell and hurt himself in that accident.
It's a 40-foot fall, was it not, Melissa?
It was a 40-foot ladder. The fall was actually about 25 feet.
Wow.
I do have this if y'all want me to read it to you.
Go ahead.
Friends, this is where we are today with Chuck's healing. His left arm was repaired today and all went well. The facial surgeries will follow once the swelling is down. Chuck is looking so much better overall. He's holding small conversations, and there are some slight memory issues. Only time will tell if this resolves itself. Prayer is needed concerning a rehab bed for Chuck, which the prayers were already answered, thank God. Because Chuck did not have medical insurance, the one long-time rehab facility bed is what they needed, and they were able to get that locked in today. I need to update that on site. Chuck will need up to 3 months of intense inpatient physical therapy for his neck and back. This will be extremely important for him to gain the strength needed to return to running his business. We ask that you all join us in claiming that a rehab bed's open, and it has been. And love to all. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Mark 11:24. That's from his family.
Amen. I'm just so happy, Melissa. That's a great report. I mean, my heart is happy for Chuck because I think the world of him. Just a great person, a great Christian man, and, of course, a great bodybuilder. So thank you for bringing that to us. Brockman, how are you? Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for – you know Chuck. I know you know Chuck. Alan Corbin, thank you for watching and joining us. Scott Taylor, thank you for joining us here on Facebook Live. We've got so many things to talk about, Melissa, and we're going to bring you back for that here in just a minute. But our Fit Talk calendar, the digital version, is out. It is out on our website now, the Fit Talk Fitness Model Calendar Search.com. Please go and look at that. It's a beautiful calendar. I'm very proud of it. The actual printed calendar will be out soon. We will be having a signing party February the 5th. So, and we'll have those actual calendars out soon on February the 5th. So
it looks awesome. The pictures are great.
I thought they looked really, really good.
And I can tell you, effort was made to get a good cross-section of fitness people. You know, we have runners, we have bodybuilders, we have martial arts people, we have young people, we have senior citizens, males, females, so yeah, very inclusive.
That's the first thing I said to Sean when we looked at it. I was like, they covered everything because a lot of people think of athletes or fitness people as one type of person, but there's so many different ways to be fit. There really is something for every single body.
That's exactly right, Melissa. And that's what I strove for very hard. I wanted a cross section. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody said, well, you know, that's a bodybuilding. I said, no, this is not a bodybuilding color. Now, do I love bodybuilding? Yes. Do you love it? I mean, yes. But, you know, you're right. There are all avenues of fitness. And, of course, the fitness, the model search is, the fitness search is on for the Fit Talk calendar for 2023 now. So they're on the website. You know, you can submit pictures. We're going to take applicants. We're going to take pictures up until we're going to take them. Going to cut it a little bit shorter because we ran into a problem last year because Jim and I got COVID. My mother died. And so we're not going to let it run all the way through August this year, but we're going to let it run through June 1st. So that would give me an extra 2 months. Plus, in August, what is happening, Melissa? Do you know what's happening in August this year here in
Valhalla?
I do.
It's the bodybuilding show here in Valhalla. I'm so excited, and our members are getting excited about it.
It is the NPC Night of the Gladiators. That's correct. So we're excited too, Melissa. And listen, I've got it down here in my notes. My hat is off to Sean Eikenberry. He did us a great favor. He sent out some letters to y'all's people that you buy product from, vendors, and they've already responded to him, and we're getting samples and full size containers of stuff for the bags,
things to put in the goodie bags that the athletes receive.
So, I mean, he has really done a great job for us, and I appreciate that so much. We're excited that Wintersville is going to be part of our NPC Night of the Gladiators. And we do have sponsorship packages available. Vendors will have tables. So it's going to have, we'll have plenty of room for probably up to 50 vendors, Melissa.
And the
tables to rent are going to be very, very inexpensive. So if you're interested in that, please contact me about that. But we just got a great show. We're excited about what's happening. The weather's going to be a little cooler tomorrow. So might not want to do some of these things we're going to talk about outside, but they can certainly do a lot of things indoors, can't they, Melissa?
Oh, yes. There's a plethora of things you can do inside.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be right back with Melissa Eikenberry and talking about all these different ways to exercise. And it's the year of no more excuses. I started that, you know, a couple weeks ago, and found out I had been using gym as an excuse why I wasn't going to the gym because he couldn't go. So
you were using gym as a no gym excuse?
Yes, I was using it. So I've kind of, you know, I've been back on the bandwagon, but anyway, so it's going to be fun. So join us here. If you're joining us Facebook Live, let us know if you can hear the commercials or not. So, but thank y'all for joining us, and we'll be right back after this, a word from our sponsors. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
The Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIP. PC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Melissa.
Hi.
Say hello and wave to everybody here.
Hello, everybody.
We are so glad to have you here in the studio with us tonight. We've got some great subjects. It is continuing to play that music. There we go. All right. Melissa, you know, as a trainer, as a gym owner, you've heard every excuse in the book.
All of them. Some that really still amaze me.
Well, just like me telling everybody that, you know, Jim was the excuse for me not going to the gym.
You know? Jim had surgery, so Maria can't work out.
Well, she had to take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't need much taking care of, I'll be honest with you. He's pretty much, you know, he's self-sufficient. But, you know, I didn't realize really how much I had gotten to depend on him. You know, he's been my workout partner for years now, Melissa. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just know that we're going to the gym every day, you know, and sometimes even on the weekends. And so I just kind of realized that I had just kind of, he'd become a crutch for me, you know, and I wasn't being self-motivated. I was being motivated by him.
Yeah.
Because he was going to pack his bag and have it ready after work. And then I was going to call or, you know, what time we're going to work out. So I kind of got, and then it was the holidays and we traveled a lot. And we were gone, so I kind of used that as an excuse. And then all of a sudden, I realized there's no more excuses. And all of a sudden, it was just me looking at me in
You're
the mirror.
A lot of them. No
right. And I wasn't happy, you know. And I'm pretty sure Jim wasn't that happy either, but he wouldn't dare say anything. But, you know, there came a point, and, you know, a lot of times we all make excuses, you know, for everything and of why we don't work out or why we don't want to work out or whatever. But this week, you know, we're kind of focusing a little bit on like stay-at-home moms.
Okay.
They can't necessarily get to the gym, but they can if they want to. And what can they do, you know? So there's a lot of things people can do, Melissa, if they don't go to the gym. Now, I am a big, big believer in going to the gym because I think it's somewhere to go. I've owned a gym. You know that. I know mm-hmm. you own gyms. But what about these stay-at-home moms? I mean, you know.
Well, there's always ways to do it at home. I find that I'm like you. I have to get myself out of my home environment and do something totally different. Now, not everybody works that way. And I was a single mom years ago when I couldn't afford to go to the gym. And I found ways to do it at home because it's always been something that I just do. I'm going to find a way to do it. During COVID, when we had the lockdowns and stuff, I'm like, well, we're stuck at home, but I'm not going to just do nothing. So I would either go for a walk or do a video at home, do some little hand weights that I had at the house or different things like that. But I always found something to do to keep active.
You know, and I think that's the key. You know, some people think that stay-at-home moms have it easy. You know, there's no reason for them not to exercise. But, you know, as a mom myself, I know that that's not always that convenient. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can vouch for the reality that it's not easy. You know, a lot
they
of times.
They don't always take their naps.
Right. That's true.
And that's usually when you're really counting on that to get a lot done in a little period of time. And if they don't take their naps, it kind of throws things off.
Well, so. I know. I used to have to wait for somebody to come and help me out at home because I had to get a babysitter or somebody because I had to go to, because I owned a gym when my children were little, you know, mm-hmm. so I had to go to the gym. So that did help me. But, you know, it doesn't matter. And this is not my quote. This is by Jennifer White. She's a contributor. And she was telling, if you can grow a baby inside your body and can clean up more poop in one day than you thought was possible, you can find 30 minutes a day to exercise. Melissa, I thought, how true is that statement?
That's
you know, we
true.
Can grow a baby in our body. We can clean up more poop than we've ever cleaned up in one day. You know, you can find you can make up an excuse, but, you know, you can find 30 minutes in your day to work out. You know, but don't be afraid to ask people to help you. You know, a neighbor to watch the kids or your parents or your husband or your spouse, you know. You know, there's been many a times that I've tag teamed off with people, with my spouse or whatever, or my sister or a friend or whatever, or my parents. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I can't say in a military town because I was in a stationed elsewhere. It's a little challenging, especially for military spouses, because when their husband's at work and you're a stay-at-home mom, a lot of times you're in a town where you don't really know anybody well enough to trust them with your baby. So I always had to do stuff at home with Kinsey when she was little and with Daniel when he was little when I was military because wouldn't leave them with anybody except family. So, but there's so many things you can do at home. There's chair workout. All you need is a chair. You don't have to have a lot of equipment. You can do lunges. You can do body weight exercises. Anybody can do squats. There's just a million things you can do right there at your house that's super safe and super effective. I don't know that it's recommended for everybody, but I have used toddlers as kettlebells. They think it's fun that you're swinging them and you're getting a workout.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, funny you should say that because that's one of the things this lady that wrote this article, Jennifer White, she says that let the kids feel like it's a team effort, that they're helping mama work out and make them part of the workout if you can, you know, mm-hmm. and stop using them as an excuse as to why you don't take care of yourself.
Well, I've seen moms with the little carriers. You can strap them. It's kind of like a backpack because you can put them on the front side of you or the back side. So you mm-hmm. can do front squats. You can do back squats. There's a lot of things you can do with small children.
Well,
weighted. They're already weighted.
You're already toting them around. I remember that my right arm, my right bicep got really big toting around my first child, Christian. Mm-hmm. And then the twins, I had both arms. Toting the twins around.
That's why you had twins, because the Lord was trying to even out
your
strength.
Gave that left arm a chance to
catch up. It did. You think I'm kidding, but the left arm did catch up. It did catch up. You know, they say you can get up early before the kids wake up, exercise all in the morning. The only problem with that is my kids didn't sleep all night, so I was so tired in the morning. I just had to sleep in with them, you know. But, you know, there's a lot of things they can do. They can do walking lunges. They can do squats. They can take the kids for a walk in the stroller. They've got those new strollers. I didn't have those when I was having kids. Those strollers that with three wheels,
uh-huh.
Melissa. And I think the moms really enjoyed that. Vicki Lynn Herlovich, thank you for joining us. That's the first time I've seen you on there. Thank you. Brad Golden, thank you for watching us tonight. And the moms say, this particular Miss White said that, you know, working out in the morning for her helped to impact her whole rest of the day. It helped her mood to be better, helped her to be a better mom.
Absolutely.
And gave her more patience and strength for the rest of the day. And, you know, she said, you know, she did have to take her personal goals, did have to take a back seat when the kids were growing up. But that didn't mean that she didn't exercise or that she shouldn't exercise. And other moms shouldn't let that be an excuse either, Melissa.
Right. It's easy to make yourself feel guilty because you consider it me time, but remember that exercise is one of those me time things that actually benefits everyone around you.
Everybody in the house.
Because I know that I'm in a much better mood when I've worked out, and I have more energy to get other things done. You think you're tired in the morning, but if you do a quick workout, in my Tabata boot camps, we have a 6-minute Tabata that you do when you first wake up and your feet hit the floor. Hopefully the baby's asleep, but anybody can do something for about 6 minutes. Doing it first thing in the morning torches a lot of calories in a very short period of time.
Oh, so, you have to share that Tabata with me.
Yes.
So I can get up and do it because I need that.
Okay. Absolutely. Jim, you going to get her up to do that for her?
It's a tough job, but I'll try.
You'll do it? Okay.
Yeah, I don't do good in the morning like I used to, Melissa.
I don't either.
He jumps up and gets up, but I don't jump up and get up like I do. As a matter of fact, he'll call me at 10 o'clock in the morning or 10:30, and he'll say, get out of the bed, Maria. You know, and I said, Jim, I'm already out of the bed. Thank you very much. So, you know, being in our best shape doesn't necessarily mean that we need to look like somebody else, Melissa. Especially right. if you're a young mother and having babies and raising your family right now. But I am going to give kudos to Maggie Batten over in Nashville again because she is the most amazing person. I have seen her at the gym posting at 12 midnight when she puts the babies to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, that's amazing. I mean, she's a competitor. I mean, she's a figure competitor, and she is great. And, I mean, she puts that – now, she takes care of her kids. She's got four kids – not one, two, three, but four kids. And God she does that her. For herself. So I really respect her for that.
There's her cardio right there, just chasing after them.
Yeah, just chasing after those kids. So, well, Rob Hobby, blow me down. I'm going to faint. You're watching. Thank you for joining us today on Pit Talk Radio. But I think being a mom is a hard job. And I think that, you know, that they should work out. Now, Melissa, people told me my whole life as I was working out, I owned a gym, but I still had three little children.
Mm-hmm.
And, the reason you can work out because you have a gym. But you know that it's hard for you to get in a workout.
It's very hard.
Because you're working. We're working. And that's very, very hard. So, you know, just because we own a gym, we still have to do our own workout.
While right. you're at that gym, someone or something is always needing your attention.
Always.
And your time.
Exactly.
Always.
And then, you know, we don't get our workout in. So, you know, we have to do our own workout. And we know how hard that was, even though we own gyms. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you mentioned some air squats, you know, body squat. They can do a lot of things and don't have to have any weights. But if they had a pair of dumbbells or some bands, Melissa, they right. can do a lot at home.
Right. I love bands at home. I always keep my bands at home. I also have a stability ball, a yoga mat. It's always good to have that. You don't have to have a full out weight room to get a good workout. And that's kind of what FitMix is too. It's just lets people know that all of these things are things that you can have at home, that you can pop in your suitcase when you go on vacation. Light things that are really portable.
Right.
You know, so you don't have that excuse of I can't go to the gym. And we all learned through COVID that you have to adapt and overcome really quickly.
Absolutely.
When we had to close down the gym, the members were like, now what, now what, now what? So we loaned out equipment. We were able to – Marquesia, one of my awesome trainers, Marquesia Fitness – Marquesia Fussell, she was able to start virtual training. She taught spin online. We rented out bikes to some of the members. We taught boot camp classes online. We have full body workouts online. And that's something I had never done before, and it's not really my forte, but it is hers. So she does a lot of that even now where people are uncomfortable coming out with COVID. So it just depends on you. You can there's always a way to do something.
Well, you know, Jim, we said it last week. You know, he did the bird bath bench press, use the top of the bird bath. You know, he did dumbbell rows or with the cinder blocks, you know, I mean, concrete blocks. I mean, he was doing rows with them. So William McNeese, thank you for joining us. Brenda Hilton, thank you for joining us. So, you know, I mean, you can make time and, you know, you need to make time for your health. Nobody else is going to do that but you. And, you know, I posted on Facebook because several things have been coming up about, you know, me having brain surgery. And that was 2 years ago, Melissa, my last brain surgery. And, you know, never again will I take my health for granted.
Right.
And when I finally got back into the gym and just able to move my body, do anything, just lean over and tie your shoes. You know, just lean my head down. And even sometimes now I'll tell Jim, I can't lean down into the cabinet. Can you please do that? Because, you know, of the residual effect from the brain surgery. You know, I was so grateful to be able to get back to the gym and do something because my body was used to it. And I know Jim is really suffering right now because his body's used to it. And yet he can't do anything because, you know, he's had some surgery. But doing squats, doing plie squats, doing forward and back lunges, they can do that at home. And it takes nothing but your own body weight right. to do that. A walk, run, just so many things that mothers can do or anybody can do. If you're a shut-in, if you don't drive, if you don't want to go to the gym, you know, just
right,
get.
Right. Yeah, we've been using the term stay-at-home moms, but what we're talking about applies to
anybody.
Any moms. I mean, you can be a working mom, but for whatever reason, if it's not convenient, you feel like you need to rush home, don't have time to go to the gym, then yeah, this applies to you too, things that you can do at home.
That's right.
Something I loved as a kid, and this ties in with our Valdosta Bike Center, it was a big deal. Everybody always had a seat for their kids on the back of their bike. Yeah. And my mom would ride the bike, and I was in that seat. Even as I got older, I still wasn't old enough to ride a bike, so it might be 2 or 3 years old. She would just get a bigger seat, and
yeah.
she'd have to pull me in. It was a little heavier, but that was just a big deal, and that was our time. And so I got a seat also when Daniel was little and when Kenzie was little, and they were able to ride on the bike. And I'm not a big biker, so we never did it a lot like my mom used to do, but there wasn't gyms and a lot of other things to do then, so that was her exercise.
As you got a little older and a little bigger, her legs got stronger and stronger.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. How
she
great
won't let
that?
Me ride on the bike with her anymore.
How great
I'm too
that?
Heavy.
She's going to make you pedal one time, and she'll
yeah.
ride.
Yeah, Melissa, you pedal and she'll ride. Lisa Cox, thank you for joining us. William McNeese, thank you for joining us. Well, you know, so we've been talking about stay-at-home moms. So the next thing is I hear the excuse, Melissa, you know, I work all the time. I don't have time to go to the gym. I go to work early. I stay late. I'm tired. I don't want to go to the gym. So we're going to talk about doing that workout on your lunch break.
Right.
We're going to talk about that, but we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Thank you all, Facebook Live, for joining us today. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIP.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Charles Clark, why don't you go ahead and start that knee-high socks and roller skates? Come and maybe it'll be a comeback. We'll make it a comeback.
Yeah, you go first, Charles, and maybe others will follow.
That's cute. I like that.
And make sure to send us pictures.
Absolutely.
So hey, video.
Post it on Fit Talk. Absolutely. All right. So Melissa, how did you rock the 30-minute workout? Okay, these people are working. They're during the day. So they've got an hour for lunch. Some people got a little longer than that. So how can they rock the 30-minute workout on their lunch break?
Well, I have multiple clients that do just that. They come in, they usually do a little bit of cardio. When we're doing a 30-minute workout, I maybe have them do about 5 minutes on the treadmill or the elliptical or something. Or we may just do HIIT training, depending on what their goals are, or we just want to do a change for that day. But we'll do that, and then we go straight into whatever they're going to do. They get less breaks. They do it fast. We don't have a lot of – we don't bull crap around.
Right.
We still can get in – if you really take your time or take out all the wasted time in your normal hour to hour and a half workout that you may do, you can actually probably fit that same workout in 30 minutes without all the – you know.
Absolutely. Now, you said something – HIIT, high intensity interval training.
Right.
That is, they're saying that is one of the best things to do in a 30-minute session.
It burns
a lot of calories.
It's the quickest way to burn amazing amount of calories in a very little bit of time. And that's basically what that 6-minute Tabata is that I was saying in the morning before your mind even realizes you're awake, you've already, you know, torched about 300 to 400 calories. You can, you know, there's so much you can do in a little bit of time with the right effort. But yeah, so they come in, we'll do, HIIT, and then we'll do a strength kind of, segment where you go back and forth between, you know, a high intensity cardio interval, and then going back and doing strength and then going back and do another cardio. And you can get so much done in 30 minutes. And a lot of times they actually recommend that, especially as we age and your joints and stuff start giving you problems, maybe work out more often, but do less, a shorter workout. So 30 to 45 minutes is actually more recommended.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, you can get a lot done in that 30-minute session, that sliver of space, rather than going mm-hmm. to McDonald's or
right.
another fast food place, you know, bring you
let that be your protein shake
right.
or your the day that you work out, let that be the day that you have a smoothie instead or instead of a big lunch, and you grab it on the way and you have it to go back and you drink it on your way back to work.
Or you could be doing your intermittent fasting.
Yes, exactly.
Right. That's great. Absolutely. Well, you know, it helps your mood, gives you a mood boost when you go back to work. It'll make you more productive, gives you an endorphin rush. You know, it helps you have increased productivity. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that rather than just go eat and eat a fast food lunch? Then you feel bloated and stuff. Then you feel sleepy in the mm-hmm. afternoon. What a great way. Now, I know Crunch has a thing called the Power Half Hour over there. That's one of the things I know they do. Melissa's got a great plan at Wintersville, but you know, you got to kind of plan ahead when you're going to do that.
Right.
You know, you've got to plan ahead, plan your food, and plan to do that on your lunch break. Cause you know, okay, you got to go back to work. Do you want to go back to work sweaty and dirty and all that kind of stuff? You know, no, you've got to make a plan for, you know,
ride through the car wash with a Wednesday.
Well, and there's a lot of people that start their day super, super early. So like me, I typically will skip a lunch anyway. I may have a bigger breakfast to start my day because I know I'm not going to get to eat for a while. And I may not have another chance to eat till later in the day anyway. So I may work out in between clients. But as you own a gym,
mm-hmm.
you're used to those short, quick workouts. I may do two or three of them a day that are only 10 or 15 minutes instead of getting it all at one time. But doing something is better than doing absolutely nothing. Even if it's only 15 minutes, it's better than doing nothing.
Well, you know, it says swap time for intensity. And
right.
we talked about the HIIT workout. And mm-hmm. Melissa, you're right on target. I mean, you know, of course you are. You're the expert. You know, you combine cardio with strength training, and that improves, that helps you to maximize the calories. And, you know, trying to put your sweaty self back together, you know, be realistic about how much time you have. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got to, you know, tidy things up before you go back to work. So, you know, be conscious about the clothes that you wear to work if you know you're going to work out that day.
Right.
Again, plan ahead. Aim for being consistent. Melissa, that is the number one thing that I've been hearing. you must be consistent. Right. Even if the workouts are not that intense, as long as you are consistent and going and doing something on a daily basis. Now, do you know how many recommended minutes a week they're recommended? You remember that, Jim?
How many minutes a week?
Yep, that they recommend you to work
150.
Out. 150 minutes that they want people to work out, Melissa.
Which is 2.5 hours.
Sorry.
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours, 30 mm-hmm. minutes.
I would think that's a minimum, right?
Yeah. Well,
you know what's
minutes.
Strange, though, is it depends on the person, too, because I do have I have one guy, he because of some medical issues, he isn't able to work out for more than half an hour. He gets extremely fatigued, but he does it 4-5 days a week. And his results have been so phenomenal compared to some of my people that do a really long workout, but they may only come 2 or 3 times a week.
Right. And that's what they said.
And
they said
it's just
do it every
that consistency
day.
Every day.
I'm doing it every day.
20 to 30 minutes, and it works.
Right. And they say, or you can do higher intensity workouts longer workouts, but only do those 3 days a week.
Right.
But that's working for him. That is absolutely great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Just make it a part of your active lifestyle. If you make movement of your body part of have an active lifestyle, then you're on the right track. You know, you're not going to and be consistent. You know, Natalie Sutton Rippey, thank you for joining us. Lee Bennett, thank you for watching us and joining us tonight. You know, again. And I was talking to another trainer from another state the other day, and we were talking about that. He said, Maria, he said, he calls it yo-yo, yo-yoing, going to the gym, not going to the gym, going to the gym and not going to the gym. You know, he said, be consistent, whatever you're doing, be consistent.
Right.
You know, if you're going to go 4 days a week, go 4 days a week. If you're going to go 3 days a week, go 3 days a week. But just do it consistently week after week after week. Carla Giddens, thank you for joining us. I think Carla's going to hopefully help me get back on track, and I won't have any excuses, Jim. We talked today, and we're going to get together next week. So,
right. That used to be one of your regular workout partners.
Absolutely. And Carla's going to get me up out of bed before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Good.
So good. Now you'll be happy about that.
One less thing
that,
on
Carla,
your to-do list.
You hear that, Carla? Jim's laughing and saying, you know, because
I thought I could tempt her and get her out of bed with bacon. You know, I said, hey, how about some bacon and eggs? you go ahead. I'll get mine in an hour or so.
I do say that sometimes. I sort of I hate to say that, but I do. But anyway, yeah, I'm excited, Carla. So I'm counting on you to help me get going next week. Really good.
She gave you a time. It's not 10.
6 a.m.? No, Carla, no. I beg of you. She's saying
I think
6.
That's a great idea, Carla.
She's saying 6 a.m., Jim. I'm saying more like 8.
Hey, Robert.
8 or 8:30. Robert Culpepper, hey, thank you for joining us. Carla, we're going to have to rethink that. We're going to have to renegotiate, okay? So not 6 o'clock.
Is good.
Okay, so what's the most effective workout in the least amount of time? Well, we talked about HIIT earlier, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Give us your expertise on that.
Well, it kind of, again, it goes back to your goals, which is why I'm a firm believer in personal trainers. I am one, but when you have different goals, you kind of have a different thing. You want to get the most bang for your butt that's for your body. So if your big thing is you really need to lose weight, HIIT is the absolutely, hands down, the best way to go. And if you can add some strength training to it, even better. If your goal is to gain weight or to build muscle, you need to lift what you can. You want to lift heavier weights, you're going to do it in less time. So you're probably going to break down that body part a little bit more, where you're only doing 1 or 2 muscle groups per day instead of trying to do a full body thing. A lot of times with my people that can only come twice a week, we hit full body both times because I want to make sure they're at least getting 2 good full body workouts. But if they're there for gaining muscle, they need to come in more and they need to break it down a little bit more so they can actually produce that burn that's going to make them grow or get stronger.
Right.
So that all depends on your goal. If for me personally, I'm not going to spend it all doing HIIT. I'm going to blend it with my strength training because I want to stay lean like I am. I don't want to get any bigger, but I still want to tone. And with my metabolism, I can actually lose weight, maybe sometimes a little bit more than I want to if I just did cardio. So I'm going to blend both. So it really just depends on the person. But you can get any kind of workout and any kind of results in very minimal time if you'll be consistent, like
well,
you said.
Melissa, you want me to like you, don't you?
I do.
You don't want me to hit you because you can. Your metabolism is so so good and mine is so bad. Yeah. You know. Okay, Carly, you hear that? We got to do HIIT training to lose this body fat. Yeah. So there we go. Well, you know, HIIT training is important. I like HIIT training. It's hard. It's hard.
It is.
And you can really, really get a lot done. You can sweat and burn a lot of things.
And I was just noticing your thing there, boxing. Boxing is a very good, it's like high intensity intervals, but to me it's just a lot more fun.
Right.
You can break down boxing moves and really do those in those high intensity intervals, changing from upper body to lower body. And what I love about boxing is the whole time is burning the fire, is burning your core. So even when you don't even realize it, no matter what you're doing, whether it's a hit or a kick, your core is working. It's engaged the entire time.
Right.
So I recommend that for anybody, especially, and find something that you like that you're going to want to do. You won't be consistent unless you like it.
Angela Suggs Gilbert, thank you for joining us. A good school friend of mine. We graduated from school together. So Angela says, nice to see you join us tonight. Well, you're right. You know, it depends on what you're trying to, what your goals are. You know, right now, I want to lose some body fat. So we need to do HIIT training, more HIIT training.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I will set you up.
As we lean down, then, you know, but I still want to maintain my muscle, Melissa.
Yeah. And that's why you want to do both.
Okay.
And do that combination. That's how I am. I have to do both.
You know, a better approach is to do workout moves that use our whole body.
Right.
You know, that's.
And that's like in the boot camp. And that's a lot of what it is. You're kind of doing a lot of combination moves where you can, and it doesn't take up a lot of equipment, where you can do a squat and then you do bicep curls. You do lunges and bicep curls at the same time. You do squats with a shoulder press. I mean, you
compound exercises that burns more calories. Right.
Burns more calories, but you're also building strength the whole time.
Right. Charles Clark said he got in great shape doing martial arts some years ago.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
it's
Melissa.
Amazing.
You know, we called it kickboxing at the gym. And
I still do. I'm old school. I still call it kickboxing.
You call it kickboxing. Yeah, I mean, Carla remembers this because Carla used to teach aerobics for me at Southern Bodies many years ago. And we had the little gloves and we had, you know, the punching bag.
The big bag.
The big bag, yeah. And it was a great, great workout. But, you know, don't underestimate low-impact workouts. We've been talking about HIIT, high intensity. But, Melissa, you know, you can get a great workout doing low-impact. Now, as we get older, we've got joint problems. We've got, you know, arthritis and knee problems. So some of those things like jumping up on those boxes, those plyo boxes
I don't do that.
You know, not very good for us older people.
Mm-mm.
But
I recommend Pilates. You can do a Pilates or a bar workout. In a short period of time, and really, it burns. You feel it for a couple of days. So you can do that with bands, with lighter weights, and you're still going to get in a full body workout without. And it's not high intensity, and it burns calories too. Won't burn as many, but you're still going to feel that burn.
But you're going to feel that.
You're going to feel that little delayed reaction to it. And it definitely will help you with toning and tightening and that kind of thing. And you don't have to do. Definitely don't have to do. And high intensity, also remember, is not necessarily high impact.
Right.
High intensity workouts that don't put any impact on your joints. So you can kind of, you can still get it without doing that impact
low
on your,
impact
and hurting
no
your
impact.
Low impact, yeah.
Right.
Do it all.
Or no impact.
And you can still have intensity.
Well, you know, I think that's, I think you're right, you know. And regardless if you're doing, if you're working out 5 days a week or 3 days a week, just do a workout and be consistent, whether you're using HIIT, whether you're using low intensity workouts, or whether it's, you know, I say cardio queens, but you know, there were so many women back in the day, and Carla can vouch for this. You know, they just got on that treadmill and they just ran on that treadmill for an hour to an hour and a half. And that was their workout. You know, they were slim. Most of them were, but they didn't have any muscle.
Well, you never saw any true change in their body.
Right.
And not to discount that, but yeah, there's so much more to it. And everything happens so much faster when you have a variety. And you need to do strength. I always believe no matter what you're doing, you need strength. Because as we age, You have to use muscle, and you have to do strength training in order to keep your bones strong, your muscles strong, so you're not one of those ladies walking around hunched over and walking with a walker. I never want that. That will never be me.
Me either.
And it takes strength training to do that. That doesn't come from just your day-to-day activities. You have to actually think, one day I may have to catch my body before I fall.
Right.
And can I do that?
There are especially ladies out there who are, let's say, afraid of maybe end up looking like a bodybuilder. They say, oh, that's not my goal. I don't want to do that. I don't want to pack on all that muscle and look like a man. Look, I wish it were that easy. You're not going to do that unless you are actually trying to.
I have had to tell so many clients
You can get healthier, and you can increase your strength, and you can just tone. You'll see a little muscle tone, a little tightness, tighter, not so flabby, without getting big, bulky muscles.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to get those big, bulky muscles is if you're really, really trying to do it and trying hard.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, I'm so honored because I just have so much respect for this lady, and she is the living proof of that, is Iris Davis. She's an IFBB pro now. She will be coming to NPC Night at the Gladiators. We've invited her as a guest, as a VIP guest, and she's in her 70s. And just got her IFBB Pro card, Melissa. And that woman's been working out and training for 50 years, 40, 50 years. And she's living proof that you can be old and still have muscle.
Right.
There's not an ounce of fat on her body. I mean, she is just incredible little lady. She's just a firehouse, and she's going to be here in Valdosta. She has committed to come to our show on August 27th. So you want to come out and meet her. But she is absolutely living proof about that. Well, I used the excuse that it was the holidays and Jim had surgery November 15th. So from November the 15th until, that the workout's just kind of been, hither.
It's November?
Yeah. It was November 15th.
You've used it since November?
Yes, I did, up until this month. And so I'm back to the gym, Melissa.
Listen, it gets worse because the surgeon told me, no strenuous activity for 6 to 8 weeks. So, of course, what I heard. I heard 6 weeks. I had it marked to the day, 6 weeks.
And stronger than average, so that makes it 4 weeks.
It's not going to be 8 weeks. It's not going to be 7 weeks. 6 weeks, I'm going to be – well, 6 weeks came, and even I knew I'm not ready. I'm still hurting. I still have issues. So when we got to 9 weeks, and I was still having some – pain and some issues and some difficulty, I went back to the surgeon and got the bad news. He said, typically we tell people 6 to 8 weeks when that's their first surgery of this type. This is your fourth one. And so you've got a lot of scar tissue build up. Check back in 6 more weeks. So it's already been 8 or 9 weeks. Now he's telling me at least 6 more weeks. So, Maria, you're going to have to find a way to get motivated without me because you don't want to drag around for 6 more weeks.
Carla, you hear that? That's Carla is the motivation, and now Melissa's on me too. So I guess, here we go. But, yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. But I use that. Then we were traveling. Then we're having to eat some fast food.
Out when you travel too.
Well, I did, Jim. Didn't I go to the gym in Ohio? Went to Anytime Fitness up there.
Yes, good.
I did go. Good girl. I did go. And there is a lot of things people can do if they do travel, Melissa, for their work, and that should not be an excuse either. I mean, you should find a way. I'm harping on this because I don't think, and Jim can vouch for me, it's terrible when you can't work out, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, yes, it is.
I mean, it's terrible. If you're used to doing that and then it's taken away from you, I really, went through a lot. Almost 18 months, I couldn't do anything after my brain surgery. And so, I just can't tell you how much don't take your health for granted. And the idea that you can just walk or do something at home, not although I advocate for the gyms because I believe in that you need to go to the gym because I think it gets you around like-minded people and there's so much more equipment to use, you can still use things at home. One of the things I enjoy so much, and my stepson gave me another pair for Christmas, and I'm so grateful that he paid attention and knew what I liked, is the bands, the new bands, the thick bands, Melissa. I love those bands. And you can throw those in your suitcase, Melissa. You can throw a jump rope in your suitcase. That is no way.
So you throw a resistance band with the handles.
Right.
And I call it a booty band.
Right, the booty bands.
The
right.
Y one.
Right.
And you take a jump rope. You've got cardio, you've got your lower body, and you've got upper body. You're good.
You're good.
Got your whole workout.
Right there in your suitcase.
Yeah.
Now, if
lightweight,
you,
easy to pack.
Easy.
Jim, as we're traveling, how many times do we look to see if the hotel has a gym?
Has a fitness center.
Has a fitness center. Even if it just has cardio and some dumbbells, we've still
that's
gotten in some.
Better than nothing.
That's better than, and we've gotten in some great workouts, haven't we?
Right, right. And, you know, as we traveled to Ohio and back recently, you know, Melissa, I told her, I said, you know, we kill two birds with one stone here. You can get a workout in and we'll save gas money. I'll just cut the engine off and you push us through Tennessee. But she didn't like that idea.
No,
I
was going to push us through Tennessee. You know, we would still be trying to get through. I was going to push us to go anywhere. But yeah, I mean, you know, again, you plan ahead, you know, plan to be successful, mm-hmm. you know, in anything in life, not just your college career, not just whatever, you know, Jim, you know, the reason you were a high school administrator is because you planned to be one. You planned to go to college. You planned to be a teacher. You planned to be a coach. Well, right. I mean, you know, our health and our wellness and our exercise, we need to plan to do right. this. Melissa,
I people make it a part of your life. You plan. Right. We are programmed to have three meals a day. Typically, we don't always do that. We plan on sleeping. We plan on working. If you want fitness to be part of your life, it needs to be one of those big things that you always make time for. You're not going to just not eat all day. You're not going to hopefully never have to go without sleep. But sometimes it happens. But you should never. If you make that kind of priority, that's where you really make a lifestyle change, and it's a part of your life.
So many people, and in Fit Talk magazine that's going to be coming out the end of February, Melissa, very excited about our magazine. We'll have one magazine a quarter. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a transformation page or two pages. We're going to have a male and a female every quarter. And I am so in awe of so many people that have made these transformations. I mean, it's just incredible.
I'm going to have one for you.
You have one?
I'm going to.
Okay, you're going to have one?
You're going to wait on Chase.
Chase.
Oh. When you see Chase, when we get through with him, he is so dedicated and he's doing so phenomenal.
Well, Chase Calhoun was our board guy here at Black Crow Media for 7 years, 6 or 7 years when I first came here. So, and I'm going to take credit for Chase's part of his exercise
mm-hmm.
Journey. And I encouraged him. You know, he's young and he called me, Melissa, and said,
but did you make him throw up yet?
I don't think I made him
I'm
throw
working
up.
On it.
You
okay.
know,
you're,
oh my goodness.
You're not
doing
the job. It's slacker.
I have made people throw up, but I didn't make Chase. I didn't ever train Chase, but I just helped him
motivate him. And, right. and he's yeah. there now and he's addicted.
Yes. I'm glad.
He's loving
because
it.
Because he can do it.
He can do it. Doing great.
So, well, you know, there's so many things you can do, even if you're traveling, even if you're a stay-at-home mom, even if you work a full-time job and work 8 to 10 hours a day, they can go on their lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
So, Melissa, there's just really no excuse, is there?
There's none.
There's
no
absolutely
excuses.
None.
There's no excuses. Except recovery from surgery.
Yes, we'll give Jim a break.
Jim gets a pass.
I would be in there if I could. I really wish I was.
I know Chuck would. Jones would be too.
Chuck Jones is going to come back so strong, Melissa. I bet he's going to come back so, so strong. Well, it's been a great show. Della, thank you for joining us tonight and being on the board.
Thank you,
Della. And, you know, it just, you know, it started a little rough, but we got it. We got it covered. So, Melissa, you were just great tonight.
Thank you.
Great expertise. Jim, thank you for.
Yes.
Bringing me once again.
Yes. And I want to take just a minute to remember a longtime bodybuilding competitor, athlete from Fitzgerald, Georgia, who passed away earlier this month. And from what I hear, he was having some cancer-related surgery and had a heart attack during the surgery and passed away. So just want to remember Mike Bridges from Fitzgerald, Georgia. And, you know, he had been just very passionate about the sport and held many, many, many bodybuilding titles over the years. He competed in the sport for decades. You know, I don't know exactly how old he was. I know that he was at least 60 plus. I don't know if he was 70, but somewhere in that area.
You know, Mike competed in some of our shows here in Valdosta, Jim.
He did.
And over in Tifton.
And
so,
I'm pretty sure he won the Georgia in his class or division at one point. Yeah.
Well,
more than once, I think.
Very passionate bodybuilder, Mike Bridges, so he will be missed. Rest in peace. Charles Clark, I'm so glad that we were smoother than tapioca today for you. I love your comments. Thank you for joining us. Well, we'll be back here next week. And Jim?
All right. Just want to remind everyone to keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Spread the word.
WVGA, Lakeland Valdosta, South Georgia's news and information leader. News Talk 105.9.